Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A large number of people who served at a missile base in the West report having cancer. The Air Force now says there are unsafe levels of a likely carcinogen there. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
At Dahlstrom Air Force Base in Montana, of 300 surface swipe samples, 21 detected PCBs, or highly carcinogenic chemical compounds, and at least 9 current or former missileers were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, a rare blood cancer. A new cleanup effort has been ordered, and there could be hundreds more cancers of all types based on new data from a grassroots group of former missile launch officers and their surviving family members.
More than 600,000 customers are without power from Georgia to Pennsylvania after severe weather pummeled the eastern seaboard. At least 2 people have died. KYW-TV reporter Carrie Corrado is in Delaware.
It's lights out in Newark. All you can see are downed trees, which are wrapped in power lines, blocking roads and resting on homes. Mother Nature showed no mercy to this neighborhood. Tremuhis says she was in the garage and could hear the roar of the storm as fierce winds and torrential downpours passed through the area.
The house was shaking, and it was